Hello, dear listener. You are about to enter an audio sensory experience. Focus. Adjust your headphones. Listen. And be warned. Depiction of violence and explicit language ahead. Welcome back to Fae Hollow.
What the...
FHPD! Come out with your hands up!
Callie? Is that you?
Wolf?
Calandra. It is you.
Wolf! What the hell are you doing here?
You two know each other?
This is Tenzin, or Wolf, as I call her. She raised me for a period of time. Took me in with her five other kids.
All grown up now, thank the gods.
What are you doing here? Shooting random detectives in the dark.
I thought you was that son of a bitch that drove through the warehouse. I'm a keeper of the left paddock. My nose picked up a familiar scent, so I came to investigate.
You nearly killed me.
Us.
Well, Callie, if I remember rightly, that's really hard to do.
Cute. Are we done with the happily ever after reunion? There's a dead body in there. Another tape and a maniac in a car we gotta deal with.
You want a case?
I'm the one asking questions. I don't know you.
Cal does. We used to run together.
Run together?
Wolf, she used to run with a few gangs in the outskirts. She knows people. She's been an informant of mine for a while.
Your informant? She helps you with cases?
Intel. About what's going on in the slums and streets. She's the reason some of my cases were solved.
Wait. There's a dead body in there?
Yeah. In the back. Ambulance is on its way, but...
Give me a minute.
What? No! Hey, what the... Yes.
She can pick up scents. Maybe she can help us.
You could have told me you ran with a wolven ex-criminal.
Well, we both haven't been totally truthful with each other.
How do we know she isn't connected to the maniac in the car? Or the killer, for that matter?
I know her. She was like a mother to me before...
Your real mother vanished? But don't mention the Martians, right? Got it. Jeez.
That's Mortimer Lane.
Who?
Mortimer Lane. He's a businessman and philanthropist here in the outskirts. Built himself quite a business dealing in Anuratar, a rare substance in the outer regions. One of the few that got rich and made it out.
He's famous?
To Anuras, yeah. They're not going to like this. He's been... skinned.
Calandra, get in the car.
Choi, I was going to...
Your wolven substitute mother comes with us.
What the hell are you doing?
You're under arrest.
What did I do?
You shot at a police officer, remember? Plus, you have information I need.
Look, my family will be expecting me. I can't go to...
Get in the damn car.
What? Just because I'm a wolven, that means I'm up to shit?
Everyone is up to shit. Talk now, wolven. Everything you know.
Look, I told you. I'm straight now. I work as a keeper at the docks. I'm as shocked as you are about all of this.
But you recognize Mortimer.
As I said... He's famous around the outskirts of the city. But I wouldn't expect city folk to understand. Humans and merms. You've forgotten about us decades ago.
Wolf, can you get us CCTV footage of the docks and surrounding area?
Yeah. No problem.
Good. We could use it. That car was waiting for us to find Mortimer. It's possible we can...
One, Alpha Charlie. We picked up the... what's left of the Anura. You guys were right. Mortimer Lane. We already got some civilians poking around the fences. It's gonna be hard to keep this one under wraps. We got lucky with the DuPont girl.
You don't worry about that. Send me whatever you find. And tell the goddamn coroner to get his fat ass back to work. The quake's over!
Another murder.
Two in two nights.
Calandra, shut it!
We can trust her, Choi. I've known her for more than 20 years.
I don't give a fuck. An ex-convict is still a liability in my eyes. and untrustworthy.
I'm not proud of my past, but I did my time.
So fucking tell me what else you know. I got all fucking night.
Choi! Yeah. Seriously?
This brake pedal won't hold up for long. Trust me. This car's a piece of shit.
Okay. I knew about the DuPont girl. Heard it through slum radio this morning. News about a wandering killer that targets rich girls and celebs. News travels fast in Fay Hollow.
The slum community knows?
Everyone does. As I said, you city folk just don't get it. Out here in the outskirts of Fay, no one cares about us. You think those mayors and hedge fund managers give a fuck about Anuras and Wolvens? Nah. You guys would rather sit in your comfy $5,000 chairs and count your tax credits.
That's not true.
It's not? Then why isn't there a single news report about the collapsed estate from the quake in the outskirts? Why did it kill 15 people? While the city center is just fine. None of those quake reinforcements went out to us.
There's inequality, for sure.
It's getting worse. Pollution, capitalism, murders. That's the word on the streets now. The rich merms, the humans, the elite, they don't care about us. No wonder someone is at enough.
What the hell does that mean?
The girl was connected to a hedge fund that pours money into offshore accounts. And Mortimer, well, he's just another schmuck that got seduced and drawn to the dark side. Word is, he had shady dealings with rich and powerful merms in the city.
You think there's an M.O. here? The killer is targeting people connected to businessmen, tycoons, people in power?
I would bet my bottom dollar on it.
I need that CCTV footage, and I need a name.
I'm out of the snitching business.
You'll be into the damn jail business if you don't answer my fucking question.
Choi, she's helping us.
No, she's not. She's just babbling about old wives' tales and street rumors. I could get that from the street dog tomorrow. No offense.
Some taken.
I need a name. Now!
Okay. Okay. Try Sammy.
Who?
Sammy Tushorn. Met her through a job center a few weeks ago. She may know something. She joined the killer's cult.
The killer's cult?
Yeah. There are more beneath the city of Fay Hollow than you know. Sex, organizations, secret societies. Kept murmuring to herself about uprisings and prophecies.
Anything about the word infinity?
Yeah, something like that. Well, she was let go from my employment program because she had rather extreme views about the Fay Hollow elite.
What kind of views?
The murdering kind.
You better not be lying to me.
What would be the point? Besides, like you humans say, we wolvens like car rides, right? What are you doing?
Get out. I find you at a murder scene again, I book you as a suspect, understand? Get me that CCTV footage.
Yes, sir. See you around, Callie. It was good seeing you.
You too, Wolf. You know how to reach me. Wolf me, or something.
Yeah, I will.
You didn't have to do that. I know what
You've been a detective for, what? Less than 10 years? Me? My whole life? Trust no one, Calandra, especially in Fay Hollow. Have you forgotten that?
No. Wolf is just one of the few I trust.
Well, I don't. These eyes have seen too much. This monster is out there. He's already killed two. God knows how many more he's planning. Do not leak any more information to anyone, you understand?
Okay. I was just trying to tap into Wolf's intel.
Get back to tracking the paper of the card. I'll locate Sammy. Get in the car.
No. I'll make my own way back to the lab.
Hmm.
It's a long night, but I manage, as always. I find no leads from the card. Sales records were scratched clean. This fairy tale killer managed to slip under the radar again. As I wait for Wolf to get the CCTV from the docks, the news break about Mortimer is everywhere.
Famed philanthropist and businessman Mortimer Lane was viciously murdered in cold blood. Mortimer is known for championing rebuilding efforts in the slums, as well as trying to lift fellow Anuras from economic hardship. But in recent weeks, his dealings with the Mermempires have brewed some controversy. Nevertheless, he was deemed a hero to local Anura communities.
Breaking news. Police have discovered the body of famed socialite Fergie DuPont, brutally murdered in an abandoned pool on the Upper East Side. DuPont Enterprises have released a statement saying they are dedicated with working with police to find the murderer at all costs. Meanwhile, social media has run rampant with theories about a possible suspect, some calling the murderer the Wolven Madman and the city's darkness, based on nothing more than the brutal details of the crime.
Choi, I've got some news, but you're not gonna like it.
Tell me in the car. I found Sammy. Shit. The news is spreading.
And unrest. The Anuras are demanding FHPD do something. Wolf was right. He was one of their hometown heroes.
Yeah, well, we weren't the ones stabbing steel rods through his legs and draining him of blood.
As for the paper, no leads. It must have been from an unmarked batch or stolen. Wolf sent me the CCTV footage. Nothing there either. Just the car at the docks. He knew the layout. No faces, no license plate.
Yeah, fuck.
So, Sammy lives in this apartment building, huh?
Her last known address. Shared a flat with three other squatters. Used to be an affordable family estate before it was overtaken by drugs and crime. Oh, man. It looks like shit now. Even for a slum.
Looks like there's no lift. Guess we're getting our steps in today.
I hate steps. Move aside.
Little things happen up those stairs. I hear them.
And what's that?
Suck out, motherfucker!
These guys need to be in psych wards.
No one cares enough about them to help. Five A at the end.
Ooh, living this close to a train station. Jeez, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
They have no choice. The door's open.
Wait.
Stand by.
Check the upstairs.
Choi? Blood.
Negative downstairs.
Blood and flesh on the carpet leads to this door.
Sammy?
Unclear. Someone else is here. I can hear him.
Cover the exit.
On three,
two... Oh, fuck that!
No!
Fuck!
Female victim, early 30s. Naked, tied to a bed, covered in...
Blue thread. Blue fucking thread.
Feet decapitated. Exposed bone and skin attached to... Are those glass slippers?
He's been here. I can't... Outside. Heading out the window.
I'll take the front. Troy, I got a visual above me. Subject heading for the roof. I'm headed up, trying to get access.
Go. Go.
Fuck! Freeze! I said freeze, or I'll shoot. Now! Turn around!
I let him down. No, this wasn't the way. This wasn't the way.
Sammy? Is that you? Who are you? Just walk over here, okay?
I can't! I found him!
Him? Who are you talking about, Sammy?
He made me watch. Said you'd be coming. He said he would let me live.
He'd spare your life?
No. He let me survive. The flames that are coming.
Sammy, you're near the edge.
But it made him mad. And now he gave me this for you to listen. Yes. Yes. Listen.
Sammy, what is...
Three glorious souls lost for a higher purpose. Are you listening now? Are you paying attention? This will all end soon, dear listener. But more lives, more deceiver blood must be spilled. Every good fairy tale ends with blood. Yes, and this will be no different. More to come, dear listener. More to come.
More to come.
Give me a name, Sammy. Where can I find him? Sam, please. Step back. You're too close to the ledge.
You can't find him. You can't find him. He's too strong. Too smart. Too hungry.
Sammy, stop!
This is only the beginning of infinity.
Sammy, no! Shit. Sammy, no.
Calandra?
She said she didn't do it. She said...
What?
AXN presents Fae Hollow, The Fairy Tale Murders. Enjoyed the thrill of the episode? Share now. And for more content, visit axn-asia.com/Fae Hollow Podcast.